I imagine being in the midst of the community of Philippi or the Philippians. And St. Paul wrote the letter to the community. At that time, not many people know how to read. And then especially, you cannot just hand the letter to everybody to read. So his letter would be read to everybody. And I imagining like you today, sitting in the community all the way back then. And then so the reader would come up and said, "We have a letter from Paul." Probably all the community will be like, "Oh, great, another one." And then the reader begin to say, "Brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord always." And then I would imagine, "Oh, the same message again?" And then he knows, that's why he said, "I shall say it again, rejoice." Okay, fine, right? We don't have a lot of joy in our life. And perhaps joy for us is different than joy that St. Paul said today in the second reading. Joy for us is often defined as euphoria. It's that sentimental, feeling, emotional type of joy where we always want to seek joy, right? We want to feel it all the time. We want to be high. But joy, according to the gospel, according to many of the saints, isn't euphoria. It's the joy of knowing who we belong to and why we have this joy. Joy in the Christian sense is based on hope. Hope in whom? Hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, who will never, ever abandon us and who will always be with us. Many of us want days where it's being filled with rainbow, with sun, and with everything that is nice. But we have to know that in order for rainbow to exist, there need to be rain. And oftentimes, in that rain, we be all down. Like several days ago when the forecast said, "Oh, we might have sleet and we might have snow." Everybody go like, "Oh no, Father, I hate this time of year." And we're all down. And we all go like, "Oh no." We all think in negative terms that we don't like it that way, right? Well, maybe we adults don't like it, but the children were like, "Please let us know, please let us sleep so we don't have to go to school." So why can we find that joy in whatever is going on right now in our life? Do we know who we belong to, and do we know who we are? Perhaps we don't, and that's why we're always unjoyful. And today, in the gospel reading today, St. John the Baptist tells us the secret to joy, of being content with who we are and what we have. That's oxymoronic for modern human beings. We cannot be content with what we have, and we're not joyful. Are you content with what you have, or do you want more? Really, I'll be the first one to say, naturally speaking, I want more. And if we want more, greed is like a pocket without any lining, right? If we want more and more and more and more, we're never content. And oftentimes, we're called to be content in knowing that whatever you have right now in your life and in my life, it is enough. Think about that. And I'll share with you my honest story. You know that I am 33 this year, and I'm about to turn 34 in a few days, Christmas Eve. And in my piety, I have asked the Lord Jesus Christ, "Lord, you died when you were 33. I'll be happy if you let me die when I'm 33. Or help me in some way to make this year a special year." Stupid thing to ask of God, because he remembers. Right? So this year, I'm going to tell you, has been a very trying year for me. I have lost good friends, and I have been challenged in my own faith. Yet, my joy isn't about the trials. My joy is in the Lord. My brothers and sisters, life is hard. And if we don't have joy in our life, it's going to be harder. That's why every day when we're at trial, when things happen, we have to ask ourselves, where is my joy? And where does my joy lie? And that is also the reason why I told you in the past before, when I knew that I was going to be assigned to these three parishes, I got myself a darshan, and I named her Joy. Now you understand the reason why one of my daughters named Joy. I named her Joy so that every time I call her, right? Every time I see her, I'm being reminded of the constant joy in the Lord. My brothers and sisters, I'm not here to sell you false hope. I'm not going to tell you that everything is going to be all nice. But I will tell you, always rejoice in the Lord, for He will not abandon you. For this Christmas, don't look for the things of this world, but look for the blessings in the people and in the relationship that you have. No matter what, God asks you to be joyful. God wants you to be joyful in Him. Every time we go to receive the Eucharist, we already foretaste heaven. That's the foreshadow, the foretaste, the opening up of the beatific vision, which is eternal life with God. Isn't that joy? Don't look for miracles that are extravagant, that are flamboyant. That's not God. God is like a mother or father that care for us in very tiny, small, but consistent way. Look for small moments of joy in the Lord and dwell in those joy, so that the joy of the Lord is in you and I. For we know that He's always with us, and He will never, ever abandon us.